Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chagig Davav, and we are starting Hamad Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey. And today's office sponsor Lilinishmas Mars Mimsar Batsim Yakam Moshe Hernish Shalma should have an Aliyah. Says the Mishnah, Misha Eshla Eichlam Ruben Minachas Mimwatim. Somebody who has a lot of people eating, a lot of people in his household that have to eat, and he doesn't have so much money. Maybe Shlam Ruben Vailas Mimwatis. He brings a lot of Shlamim and fewer Ailas. That's because he doesn't have so much money. The more money has to be dedicated to Shlamim, that's a Shalom Chagiga, as opposed to Ailas. That's even though we mentioned previously that Ailas Ruiyah is one and Shalom Chagiga is two. That's for the bare minimum for the poorest of the poor, as we're going to soon see. But obviously, if a person has more money, he should bring more Ailas and more Shlamim, and that's what the Mishnah just said, that if he has more people eating and not so much money, so he brings more Shalom Chagiga and fewer Ailas. Now, let's say Eichlan Mu'atin Vinechasim Rubin, he doesn't have so many people eating, but he has a lot of money, maybe Ailas Merubas Shlamim Mu'atim. He brings a lot of Ailas and fewer Shlamim. As of Zem Mu'atin, if he doesn't have so many people eating and doesn't have so much money, Al Zen Nemar is about this person that it said, Mal Kesef Shtei Kesef, that the minimum that he has to bring is an Ailas Ru'iyah that's one and Shalom Chagiga that's two. Now, as of Zem Rubin, if he has a lot of people and a lot of money, Al Zen Nemar, by this person, the Pasuk says, Ish Kimat Naz Yodai, a person, like the donation, the giving of his hand, Kibirkas Hashem Lekech Shanos Allah, like the Brach of Hashem, your God that he gave you. So this person has a lot, he could bring both a lot of Shlamim and a lot of Ailas. Says the Gemara, continue to expound on this, Ani Viyadei Rechava, let's say he's poor, but he's extremely generous, Vava Manaf on top, Karani Olav, I say the Pasuk about him, Ish Kimat Naz Yodai, that his Matnas Yodai, his giving is a lot because he's very generous, even though he's poor, and therefore he should bring a lot of Ailas. Now, Ashir Viyadei Mu'uta, if he's wealthy, but he's very stingy, he doesn't like giving a lot, Karani Olav, Kirikas Hashem Lekech Shanos Allah, I say this part of the Pasuk about him, and that's even though, as we just said, he's very stingy, so you might say that we should apply the first part of the Pasuk to him, treating him like a poor person, requiring more Ailas. That's the Chiddush, that no. We apply the second part of the Pasuk, Kibrech Hashem Lekech Shana Salach, and since Hashem gave him a lot, he has a lot of money, he should bring more Shlamim than Ailas. Now, Ani, Viyadim Uta, if he's poor and he's stingy, Al Zanamar, about him it said, Ein Pachos Mishtei Kesef, he shouldn't bring a Shlamim that's less than two coins. Now, in regards to the first Mishnah, which we've already discussed, that a Katan of a certain age is Chayv and Ailas Ru'iyah, so now we just emphasize Ish Prat LeKatan. When the Pasuk says Ish, that excludes a Katan, which means even though a Katan is Chayv and Ailas Ru'iyah, who's going to actually bring that carbon for him? That's the father. That's what we say, Prat LeKatan, the child himself doesn't really have to bring the carbon, it's just the father has to designate a carbon for his Katan who's of age. And Rabbi Rabbi has as follows, Amar, let's say a person said, Harei Alai Chagiga B'chamesh Shloim. I think about myself to bring carbon Chagiga that's five Shloim. Davi B'shtayim, but he brought one that's only worth two. Yatza, was he Yotze? Because at the end of the day, it was the minimal amount. Oy, Kvar Nikba, perhaps it's already been set since he said he's going to bring that of five Shloim, so maybe he has to bring one of five Shloim in order to be Yotze Chiyov. So Rabbi Yotze basically told him, V'lamalai, why not? Meaning, why are we going to say that he's Yotze Chiyov? Ilu Misha Amar Harei Alai Asham B'chamesh Shloim. Let's say a person said, I'm going to bring an Asham of five Shloim. Shemalai Nikba, isn't that already considered Kavua? Even though the Torah says that his Shlom has to be a minimum of two, since he talked about himself that he's going to bring an Asham of five, so he has to bring an Asham of five. And V'kai Nikba, same thing over here, when he said, I'm going to bring Shalom Chagig of five, he has to bring one of five. And moving on to Allah, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Loi Chag B'yam Tev Rishon Shel Chag, somebody didn't bring his carbon Chagigah that first day of Yom Tev. Chag V'halach has Kol Regal, he continued being Chagig, meaning he could bring that carbon Chagigah the rest of Yom Tev, Vi Yom Tev Achrayin, and also the last day of Yom Tev, meaning even Shmini Atzeres, Avar HaRegel V'loi Chag, if the Yom Tev passed already and he didn't end up bringing his carbon Chagigah, in Echai Bachrusai, so he's not responsible for it. That's because it's a carbon that's supposed to be brought on Yom Tev. Now, Zan Namar, about this person, it said, there's something twisted that can't be straightened. It's a lack which is not able to be counted, meaning it's too late. He missed his chance, he's not able to bring the carbon anymore. So the Gemara address is, how do we know that the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, which really is not considered part of Sukkot, it's a separate Yom Tev, as we're going to see, that still that's part of the Yemei Tashlumim, and if he didn't bring his carbon Chagigah on the first day of Sukkot, he could still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Chamisha Asar B'Pesach, Nemar Chamisha Asar B'Chag, it says Chamisha Asar by Pesach, and by Chag, by Sukkot, Ma Chamisha Asar Shana B'Pesach, Yom Tev Achron, Tashlumin L'Rishon, just like when it says 15 by Pesach, we know that the last day of Pesach is Tashlumin for the first day, Av Chamisha Asar Shana B'Chag, so when it says 15 by Sukkot, Yom Tev Achron, Tashlumin L'Rishon, that tells us that the last day of Yom Tev, Shmini Atzeres, is a Tashlumin for the first one. Now, Yehuda Bar Safra says, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, the Pasuk tells us, V'chagoysem Oisei Chag L'Hashem, Shivas Yomim, 7 days. Now, the question is, V'chi Shivahim, V'lo Shmoinahim, is there 7 days of Sukkot? No, there's really 8 days altogether. El rather, what do we say? Say Shabbos mehem, take Shabbos away from them, meaning there's definitely going to be Shabbos throughout Sukkot, and we can't bring Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. Hare Shiva, so that's seven, and that tells us the 7 days of Sukkot is like Pesach. Now, Omer Beis Rabbeis asks on this, V'chi Mekan Lamanu She'en Chagiga Doichas HaShabbos? Is this really where we're learning from, that the Korban Chagiga is not Doichas Shabbos? Lomi Makam Acher, isn't that learned from another place? In other words, Rabbi Yossi understood that this was being brought from Yehuda Bar Safra in the name of Rabbi Shaya, simply to teach that the Korban Chagiga is not able to be brought on Shabbos. And so his question is, we ready already know that from a different source. And we have another question. Hatz Rabbi Yochanan, Achad Rabbi Safra. Rabbi Yochanan, the brother of Safra, asks, Vatani, we have a brisa that says, Af bePesach Kain, even with Pesach, it's like this, it's 7 days. And if that's so, Me'ata Tzei Shabbos Mehena Reishisha. Since it's for sure going to be Shabbos throughout Pesach, that means that Pesach really only has 6 days that we can bring the Karban Chagiga. And another question, Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shechal Yom Tov Rishon VeYom Tov Acharon Lias BeShabbos. Let's say the first and last day of Sukkah is fallen on Shabbos. That's a possibility because again we have 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. So the first and last day could be on Shabbos. So Me'ata Tzei Mehem Shnei Yomim Harei Shisha. If we take out these 2 days of Shabbos, that's only 6 days, not 7 days. Therefore, because of all these questions, Asar Rav Chananya came and he explained differently, quoting Yehuda Bar Safra B'Shem Rabbi Shaya Vavon Beis on the top. Then when the pasuk says Chagaisim Oisei Chag LaShem Shivas Yomim Chishavahim, is there 7 days? No, Valei Shmoinahim. There's 8 days altogether of Sukkahs. Ela Tzei Shabbos Mehem. Take Shabbos out of them. That's not counted. Shekvar Lamanu. We already learned Shein Chagiga Doicha Shabbos. That the Korban Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. So Matam Alimer Techaguhu. What's the pasuk emphasizing when it says Shivas Yomim Techaguhu? It seems to be that there's some sort of celebration going on for 7 days. Ela Melamed Sheyom Tefar Acharon Tashlumin LeRishon. That's what teaches us that the last day of Sukkahs, again Shmini Atzeres, could be a Tashlumin for the first one. Even if a person didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first or any of the other days of Sukkahs, they could still bring the Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Now Rabbi Yochanan continues telling us, V'tani Kain, we have a brisa like this, that Shmini Atzeres is its own separate day, and therefore it's only by way of this drasha that's considered connected to Sukkahs in regards to this din of Tashlumin. What does the brisa tell us? Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzmai, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, it's its own Yom Tif, and that means we're required to say something different in Shmini Esrei and benching. Pais B'Fnei Atzmai, it requires its own lottery system. Bracha B'Fnei Atzmai, its own bracha, and Karban B'Fnei Atzmai, its own karban. So now we explain what this means. Regel, what does that mean? It's its own Yom Tif. Damar of Oven, B'Shem Rav Acha, B'Kulhem Ksev, Ubayoim. In regards to all the karbanos that were brought on Sukkahs, the pasuk tells us Ubayoim, and on the second day, and on the third day, and on the fourth day, clearly connecting all of them as part of the same Yom Tif. But B'Kan Ksev, over here, B'Shemini Atzeres, what does it say? Bayoim. It doesn't say Ubayoim with a vav. Lamechel teaches you, Shuregel B'Fnei Atzmai, it's its own Yom Tif with its own karbanos. Now, Pius, what does this mean? Sarab Yossi, Masnisa Amarkin, the Mishnah tells us this. B'Shemini, on the eighth day, Chazul Fais Kiragolim, they go back to regular lottery system like all other Yom Tivim, since on Sukkahs itself, there were so many karbanos being brought. The Mishnah Sukkah describes how all the different mishmars of Kahuna, all the different families and groups, they got to bring the karbanos equally. It's just on Shmini Atzeres, that there were very few karbanos that were brought. It's not considered part of regular Sukkahs. Therefore, they go back to the pious, the lottery system, choosing who gets to do the Avaida. Now, bracha, what does this mean? So Amar Avlo, he says Zman, that's referring to Zman, which is the bracha of Shechianu, and karbon was a special karbon, par echad, ayel echad, it's a totally separate karbon. And moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah continues, picking up the theme from last Mishnah of Me'ovis L'yuchal Liskoin, something twisted that's not able to be straightened. Reb Shimon ben Asya Eimer, he tells us, Ezo Me'ovis She'inu Yachal Liskoin, to what situation do we apply this pasuk? Zeh Shebala Erva, this is somebody who's Bayil and Erva, Vahilid Mamzer, and he gives birth to a Mamzer. There's no tshuva to this. There's a person who's walking around, which is a sign of his parents' sin, his parents' Aveira, and there's nothing you could do about it. It's too late, and that's what we mean by Me'ovis She'inu Yachal Liskoin, there's no way to fix this up. And him timer, if you want to say, Begad of a Gazlin, the God of a Gazlin is the same thing. Reuven stole from Shimon, there's nothing you could do about that. That's not true. Yachal Hu, Lachzer L'Takein. He could return that which he stole, or at least pay for it, and that fixes up what he did by stealing. And Rav Shimon ben Asya Eimer, he says, Ein Karin Me'ovis, Elo L'Mishahi Metukin Metchila, Vinis Aves. We only say the word Me'ovis when we're talking about something that previously was straight, it was fine and fixed and everything was good, and only then it got twisted. And Vezezeh, what's this referring to? Zet Talmud Chacham Shepir Shemana Torah. This is referring to a Talmud Chacham who was pirish from the Torah. He separated and left the Torah. That's what we mean by Me'ovis. The Gemara tells us, Tani Rav Shimon Yechai, Imri Isa Ayar Shenitl Shumum Kamen Beretz Yisrael. If you see cities in Eretz Yisrael that were uprooted from their place, basically they were destroyed, Da you should know, Shaloi Yechziku Vizchar Sefer Mishanim, that's because they didn't pay for and retain Melamdim that taught Chumash and Mishnayas. Seferim is Melamdim teach Chumash, and Mishanim or Mishnim is Mishnayas. Now, Matam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, Alma of the Ha'aretz, why was the land lost or destroyed? Nitzuzo Kamidmor Bli Iver, that is desolate like a desert, that there's no one passing through. The next Pasuk tells us, Vayim Hashem, Hashem said, Al Azva Mistairasi, it's because of their forsaking of my Torah. And over here, that's being understood that they didn't pay Melamdim to teach Chumash and Mishnayas. And Rabbi Yudin Asiya, Shalch Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yudin Asiya sent Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Ami, Lemevra Bekiriyasa, the Arden Yisrael, to go through all the different cities of Eretz Yisrael, Matak Noloin, Sfarnu Misnainen, to establish and set up Melamdim that teach Chumash and Mishnah, and on Lechadatar, they came to a place, Voloi Ashkun, Loi Sefer, Voloi Misnayon, they didn't find any Melamdim Tinoikis, no one teaching Chumash or Mishnah. So Amr Loin, these Rabbanim asked the people of the city, Aisun Loin, Nituri Karta, please bring us the guardians of the city. So Aisun Loin, Santuri Karta, they brought the watchmen of the city with all their weapons and their guns and everything they had guarding the city. So Amr Loin, they told them, Elain Inun Nituri Karta, these are the guardians of the city, Elain Ella, Charuve Karta. Karta. These are the destroyers of the city. So Amrulain, the people of the city, asked them, Man inu neturi karta, who are the guardians of the city? What do you mean? Amrulain, so the Rabbanim responded, Sifrayim musnaina. It's the cheder melamdim that teach Chumash and Mishnah. Hadahi dechsev, and that's understanding the pasuk. If Hashem lo yivne bayis v'gaymer, if Hashem doesn't build the house, so those who are working to build it are doing so for naught. And the pasuk continues, and Hashem lo yishmar ir shav shakad shaymer, that if Hashem is not guarding the city, so the shaymer, the physical watchman, he's there for nothing. There's no point of him. And what does that mean? Hashem's guarding the city. If there's Torah being learned, there's Malamde Tinoikes teaching Chomesh and Mishnayis. Those are the guardians of the city. Now Rav Chana quotes Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Matzanu shevitei Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael avayda zarah al gilui ra'as v'al shvichas damim. We find that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevater to the Yidden. They were avayda zarah al gilui ra'as and shvichas damim, and Hashem was mevater. Okay, he's not going to destroy because of that. But va'al ma'astam b'Torah loy viter, because they degraded the Torah and they were disgusted in it and they forsook it, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not mevater on. Matam, what's the source for this? And the answer is va'yomer Hashem, and Hashem said it's because of the following. This is the pasuk that we quoted before. Al asher asu avayda zarah v'gilui ra'as v'shvichas damim inksiv kan. It doesn't say that Hashem destroyed the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael because they did avayda zarah v'gilui ra'as v'shvichas damim. El rather, what does it say? Vayomer Hashem al azam es tayrasi. It's because they abandoned, they forsook, and they degraded my Torah. That's the reason why he destroyed it. And Ruchim Harva, he quotes another pasuk that tells us Isi azvu, they abandoned me. The pasuk continues saying v'es tayrasi lo shamaru, and they didn't guard my Torah. Now what do we learn from here? Avatra, I'll be mevatra on that, says Hashem. They abandoned me, I'm vater. Okay, why is that? Shemes Tarasi Shamaru. Perhaps they guard my Torah. Now, why is that? Meaning, why is it that if they abandoned Hashem, but they still learned and kept Torah, then Hashem wouldn't have destroyed them? She'ilu Aisi Azu, Tarasi Shamaru, says the Gemara, because if they would have abandoned me, but still guarded my Torah and learned it, Zayin Amar Alpha on the top, Hasa'ar Sheba, really it's Hama'ar Sheba, Hayim Akarvanetzli. The light of the Torah would have brought them back to me, so the fact that they abandoned me wouldn't have been long term. But now they also abandoned the Torah, says Hashem, that's the reason why they're deserving destruction. And we conclude something similar. Rav Chana Amar, he tells us, Leman Torah Shaloi Lishma, a person should learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shaloi Lishma, Adba Lishma, because through the Shaloi Lishma, he's going to come to learning it, Lishma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Limud HaTorah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.